This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided with the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help, seek out a qualified medical services provider or other healthcare professional. Welcome to the Live Your Yoga Podcast, a podcast dedicated to discovering and sharing all the ways in which yoga can be lived off the mat. Real stories by real people, just like you.
Hi, I'm Allie, and this is a conversation about holistic cures for the common colds. I am a 200-hour registered yoga teacher trainer, as well as a registered holistic nutritionist. And when we're talking about ways to cure the common cold, I think the most important thing to talk about first is ways to prevent a cold. Because what's the point of curing a cold if you don't have to have one to begin with? So a few ways to prevent catching colds. The first one is having a healthy diet. And what a healthy diet looks like is going to be different for everyone. What works for your mom or your sister or your best friend isn't necessarily what is going to work for you. So it's important to talk to a professional and try out different things to find what a healthy diet looks like for you. But it should really include lots of whole natural foods. So lots of vegetables and fruits, complex carbohydrates, and protein, whichever kind of protein you choose to eat. It should not have very many processed foods, refined foods, artificial foods. So all those junk foods that we love to eat, while you can have them once in a while, they shouldn't be a big part of your diet. After making sure you're eating well, it's really important to make sure you're getting a lot of good quality sleep. When we sleep, this is our body's opportunity to go in and kind of fix all the things that have gone on during the day. And if we're not getting that good quality sleep every night, then our body doesn't have that time to kind of go in and repair and rebuild everything. So how much sleep you need, 8 hours is kind of the average, but it's not what every person needs. Just like what you eat, how much you need to sleep is going to be unique to you. So it's important to begin to question how much sleep you need and also notice at what time of night your body begins to tell you that it's time for bed. Some people can feel ready for bed much earlier than other people. When your body feels like it's ready to go to sleep, go to bed and then see what time you naturally wake up. If you haven't had much good sleep lately, you'll probably sleep a lot longer to begin with, but you'll begin to realize how many hours you need of sleep every night. And what's really important is to go to sleep and to wake up at the same time every day. Of course, there'll be a little bit of variance, but as much as you can, go to bed and wake up at the same time. Some people have lifestyles that just can't make that happen. If you work shift work or if you work late at night and you just have to be up in the morning because it's loud, then you'll have to play around and find what works best for you. And even with going to bed and waking up at the same time, you still need to do that on weekends. I know it's a little bit harder and a little bit more enticing to stay up late and sleep in. But I really recommend that if you do stay up late, wake up at your normal time and have a nap in the afternoon. This is going to be a lot easier for your body to get back onto schedule the next night or during the week. Another thing that you can do to prevent a cold is doing neti. Neti is nasal irrigation and it comes from Ayurveda. And what it is, it's a little kind of teapot that's specifically made for neti. And you fill it with purified water and sea salt, and you use this to flush your nasal passages. By doing this to prevent a cold, you can flush out any kind of irritants or germs that have entered your body through your nose. And it also just keeps everything moist and helps to create a protective barrier so bacteria can't enter your body. And of course, since we're talking about yoga, it's important to see how yoga can improve your overall health, especially when it comes to your immune system. Yoga helps to reduce stress. It helps to improve your circulation, improve your lung capacity, and it stimulates your lymphatic system, which helps to detoxify your body. All kinds of yoga do all of these things. So whichever practice you have, as long as it's consistent, then it will really help you prevent the common cold. For reducing stress, poses like legs up the wall, pigeon, child's pose, and styles like yin and restorative can really improve your relaxation and reduce stress. To improve circulation, try styles like vinyasa or hatha. To improve your lung capacity, practice pranayamas, things like ujjayi breath, alternate nostril breathing, and belly breath. And to stimulate your lymphatic system, poses like eagle and cow face help to stimulate the lymphatic nodes to really reduce or really get those toxins out of your body. Any style you practice, though, is really going to be beneficial to your overall health. And with yoga, there also comes meditation, and there have been studies done that show that meditation does have an effect on your immune system. Our immune system is much more intelligent than we thought before, and our thoughts and our feelings have a big effect on it. Meditation really helps to reduce stress, and stress has a big effect on your immune system because stress produces cortisol, and cortisol slows down your immune system and overloads your metabolic system. So by reducing stress and managing the stress that you do have with meditation and yoga, you can help to improve your overall health and reduce your chance of getting a cold. Now, once you do get a cold, which is kind of inevitable, even the healthiest people can catch a cold sometimes, it's important to know what to do to make that cold as short as possible. So lots of the things we talked about to prevent a common cold also can come into play when you're trying to get rid of a cold. So when it comes to your diet, when you do have a cold, it's really important to focus on foods that are easy to digest. When your body is putting all of its energy into digesting difficult foods, then it doesn't have that energy to put towards fighting off bacteria and viruses in your immune system. So foods that are easy to digest are, again, different for everyone, but kind of ones that go across the board are warm soups, fruits, and curries. So you want to focus on any kind of foods that are well cooked and warm. Because these foods are already cooked down, your body doesn't have to do as much work when it enters your digestive tract to break down the food so it can assimilate the nutrients. Again, you really want to focus on whole foods during this time. Of course, it's really important to get a lot of good sleep when you have a cold, and you might need even more sleep. So make sure you're taking care of yourself during a time of having a cold. It's important to focus on yourself and do things that you need to do when you have a cold. So maybe that means taking some time off work or canceling some social engagements to make sure you have lots of time to rest and take care of yourself. Things like a homemade hot water steam can help with your cold. So to do this, you just boil some water and you put it in a large mixing bowl. And then you add some essential oils and you put a towel over your head and you breathe in the steam into your throat and into your nose. The steam helps to release any mucus that has built up from your cold. And then the essential oils that you add to the water will also have a therapeutic effect. So tea tree oil is a really great one to add. It's antibacterial, so it'll kill any of the bacteria in your throat or in your nose that are causing the cold. Peppermint is great for clearing your sinuses. And eucalyptus also has a therapeutic effect for colds. The neti pot that you use to prevent your cold is also good at the beginning stages of a cold because it does clear out your sinuses. So if you have a cold starting and you feel it coming on, make sure you hop on that neti pot right away to begin clearing out the bacteria. Once you get to a certain point in a head cold, the neti pot isn't really going to make much difference, though, because your nasal passages are already blocked. The water won't be able to get through. So that's when the steam comes in. If you do have a head cold, it's also important that you avoid consuming dairy. Dairy signals the body to produce mucus. So if you're already feeling stuffed up, then eating things like yogurt, milk, cheese, ice cream, these kind of things are not going to help your colds. They're probably just going to make it a little bit worse. For your yoga practice while you're sick, you really want to slow down your practice. If you're used to practicing vinyasas or hathas or fast-moving practices, then try more gentle practices like a yin or a restorative. While it may seem like a good idea to go to a hot yoga class because the heat will get some of that illness out of your body and it will get your mucus flowing, the fast-paced class and all the work that your body needs to put into cooling you down from such a high heat is actually counterproductive to your cold. While you need to be warm when you're cold, being that hot is taking energy away from your immune system and putting it into cooling down your body, which will slow down your getting better. So when you do practice yoga, focus on gentle practices like yin and restorative and gentle poses that don't take a lot of energy to be in. If you want to take time off from your yoga practice or any physical exercise during this time, that's also a great idea. Really just take the time to focus on getting better. A good drink that you can make for yourself when you're cold, and it can also be good to prevent colds as well, is ginger lemon honey tea. This tea is really easy to make. All you need is some fresh ginger. I use about a thumb-sized piece in about 5 cups of water, and you just boil it on the stove for about 10 minutes. And then you can keep this water in your fridge and you just add lemon juice and honey to taste. And you can sip this tea all day while you have a cold. The ginger and the lemon and the honey are all have benefits to them that kill bacteria and kill viruses. The ginger also helps to heat up your body from the inside. So you begin to burn up whatever it is that's causing your cold and sweat it out through your pores. Apple cider vinegar is also antibacterial. You can add it to this tea or you can have it on its own. It has a pretty intense flavor, so you might want to take it easy to begin with. Dilute it in some water. You can also add some honey to it. Or if you want to just do a shot of the apple cider vinegar, then that can also help with your cold. So when it comes to curing a cold or preventing a cold, the most important thing to make sure is that you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you have a healthy whole foods diet. You're getting lots of adequate sleep every day. You're moving your body in ways that are healthy for you, and you're managing your stress. All of these things are great for preventing colds. And then when you have a cold, it's even more important that you do these things and you take care of yourself.